From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Calling for strong leadership and bipartisanship from Congress and the incoming Biden administration, more than 180 groups, companies, and individuals urge quick action on immigration reform. The coalition, which includes the California Farm Bureau and other ag groups, issued a joint statement last week. It described immigration laws as decades overdue for an overhaul to create modern, humane, and effective immigration system. National Groundwater Awareness Week will be held this year, March 7th through the 13th, according to the National Groundwater Association and the Groundwater Foundation. The annual observance was established in 1999 to highlight the responsible development, management, and use of groundwater. This year's NGAW will be focusing their advocacy on highlighting the need for heightened awareness of local, regional, and national policies that protect and increase access to groundwater. President Biden's trade team is coming together and looks to be stacked with individuals key in crafting the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Last month, according to AgWeb.com, Biden tapped Katherine Tai as the next U.S. trade representative. While she still needs to be confirmed, Tai was the chief trade lawyer who helped with labor provisions in the USMCA and supports the enforcement of the trade pact. Nora Todd was selected as chief of staff for the USTR's office. The former top Senate aide helped push key changes in the USMCA. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.